is Kenneth, and I'd like to share with you on day three the message of the day. They just kind of pop up usually without looking for them, but the message of the day is, you know, you never really know when you're going to touch someone. I call it touching souls, and it can happen in a moment, and at that moment when it happens, you can be totally unaware that you've touched someone. And this is quite often for school teachers. You never know when you touch a student.
Cool. Let's hear your story. That'd be really neat.
All right. Well, I am Tyler, and I am 34 years old, fixing to be 35 in August. I'm from Macon, Georgia. I had a really good childhood. When I got older and I started running the streets, I started hanging out with the wrong people, wrong crowd, and I started living the wrong kind of lifestyle. Well, years of that, being sick and tired, I decided to do something about it. So I found this place in Albany, Georgia called The Anchorage, and I decided to go. So Ken pulls up with a cat on his hood, and he needs a few workers. So Buddha Kitty, yeah. So he's riding on the hood, so he pulls in through the gates, and so we meet. We go back to this big house that he's redoing so he can sell. So we became friends, and
you're a mess, man.
I know, dude. I know.
Man, we lost more stuff. You remember when we were doing the handles? Okay, man. We're gonna take the handles apart and make sure we put the set screws in a little container. You remember that? We lost them,
man. And I like to never heard the end of it. But anyway, so we became friends, several guys from there, but I was the only one that he really took to. And I took to him, too. I didn't have no friends in Albany, and he befriended me. He was good to me. It's hard for me to forget somebody who's good to me. So me and Ken have kept in touch, and then he calls me. Oh, and he's fixing up this Model T that I honestly didn't think he'd ever get finished. I mean, it was in 100,000 pieces in the garage. So he finally got it fixed up, and then he starts traveling. He's like, hey, man, I'm on the road. And I said, you better stop by my house. He comes by, and so he shows up with Guru and Buddha Kitty in a Model T. So good to see him. I just look at Ken as family. He's welcome in my house anytime.
So the message of today was, you really never know when you're going to touch somebody. You know, and it can be in a positive way or in a negative way. You just never know when that will happen, and you only find out later in time. I mean, look, Angie, you know, you probably didn't know at the time when you met Angie you were going to end up creating a life and family with her.
No.
You know? So you never know when that moment happens, and it's beautiful, you know?
It really is, and the friends I have, real friends, I could probably count on one hand, but one of them fingers has Ken's name on it. You just never know when you're going to come into somebody's life, whether it be for a moment or whatever. And so, yeah, so I made at least one friend in Albany, Georgia that year, and he's been my friend ever since. Love to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing this story.
Well, thank you for listening. This is day three on my journey across America in a 1916 Brass Air Ford Model T touring with Buddha Cat and my flying squirrel, Guru 2. This is Towards the Unknown, a pathless journey, crossing America one story at a time.